And so I've spoken a little bit about Psalm 150, the very last psalm. It's also the last of five psalms that have been given the title of the Hallelujah Psalms or the Hallels. Starting with Psalm 146, as you saw, each psalm begins with the phrase, "Praise the Lord," translated from the Hebrew verb, noun, composite form, hallelujah. Hallelujah is praise the, Yah is Yahweh, the Lord, or hallelujah, same thing. How should the Lord be praised? And who should praise Him? Where should the Lord be praised? Why should the Lord be praised? Psalm 150 answers several questions about praise the Lord. And this psalm was likely put to music in a festival procession of some sort in the temple area. Praise the Lord. The psalmist says, hallelujah. Praise to Yahweh. Praise to the God who says He is the I am that I am God. Praise to this God because He is the one and only God. All other gods are false gods. They are not real. They are products of the imaginations of men. Only the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and David and Solomon and Ezekiel and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Elijah and Peter and Paul and James and John is to be praised. For He is the only true God. He is the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. He is to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Praise His holy name. And first comes the question, where should the Lord be praised? And from the scriptures we read, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens. Where should the Lord be praised? He should be praised everywhere. But here in this psalm, the where probably refers to His temple on earth. In Psalm 148, two psalms prior, reference is made to praising God from the heavens and from the earth. It is reasonable to assume that the two parts of this psalm agree with the psalm two numbers prior. God the Lord is to be praised from everywhere, from the heavens and from the earth, from the mighty temple of resurrection that is now the glorious body of His Son Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And second comes the question, why should the Lord be praised? And we read from the scriptures, praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Why should the Lord be praised? The Lord should be praised for all His works of creation, which have been described in the preceding 149 Psalms. The Lord has made a perfect world and watched it fall into sin and dysfunction and disease and turmoil. Yet, He has redeemed all of creation with the atonement earned by the suffering death and resurrection of His Son. The Lord should be praised for the redemption of His fallen creation. For all this, the Lord should be praised mightily. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Third comes the question, how should the Lord be praised? From the scriptures. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipe. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. How? How are we to praise the Lord? We're to praise Him with all of our being. And one of these ways is to praise Him joyfully with music. The music of the nation of Israel was lively and joyful and exciting. They used a full range of musical instruments, strings and horns and drums. On festive occasions, Dance was a part of their religious celebration. Can you imagine? We have our ways of doing things in a respectful and worshipful way. And that is very important. We have seen what change in worship can do to doctrine and theology. And we are rightfully cautious about changing our forms of worship. That being so, there is also no certain musical prescription in Scripture for appropriate worship. We must do it respectfully, though. We should praise God Almighty joyfully with everything that we have, with every cell of our body, and with every breath of our being. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Fourth and final question. Who should praise the Lord? From the Scriptures. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who? Who is to praise the Lord? Everyone. Everything. Everyone and every living thing should praise the Lord. He has given breath to all living creatures. Let all the earth praise Him. All who live and breathe. For He is the God of the living, not of the dead. The whole world is invited to praise the Lord. And the Psalms have given us many reasons to praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord with the repentant joy of our faith. Through Christ, God has made it possible for all to praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord with joy, knowing that our sins are forgiven, that we are redeemed with the blood of Christ, that our sure hope of resurrection lies in the glorious resurrection of our Lord's body. With this sure hope comes joy, repentant joy. So that is it for Psalm 150, the last psalm. Praise the Lord only. Praise the Lord always. Praise Him with every cell, every bit of your being. For He is God, and we are not. But as to the end of the Psalms, I will share with you a paragraph from Dr. John Brug, that's B-R-U-G, who has written two excellent commentaries on the Psalms. Should any of you want to look those up, Dr. John Brug, B-R-U-G. And here's his paragraph. The book of Psalms is a miniature Bible, a miniature history of God's people. It expresses all the feelings and experiences they will ever have. It is fitting that this book ends where our history and our experience will end, in the sanctuary of God. In the sanctuary of God. Singing joyful hallelujahs forever. For this we gladly shout, praise the Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.